Hello, beautiful beings. Welcome to the Body of Change podcast with Dr. Lisa Cooney. Me, myself, and I today. It is Earth Day. Happy Earth Day, April 22nd, 2020. How you all be out there during this fourth, fifth, sixth week of life anew in this miraculous time on this planet? I hope you're well. I hope your body's well. I hope your mind is well. And I hope what I contribute here today will speak to you. So, this day we're going to talk about money. And I'm going to call it creating your financial reality. Okay? And loosely, it's based on, it came out of the creation of my Lies of Money book that's sold on Amazon and in 5 different languages, soon to be 7 different languages. And it used to be called the Lies of Money class, but we renamed it to Creating Your Financial Reality. And then during the class, it became so clear that everybody was having so much fun that we renamed it from a participant, Creating Your Financial Reality. And so how many of you haven't had fun with your finances? And how many of you are actually freaked out with your finances right now? And how many of you are more than freaked out about your finances right now? How many people in the world are you connected to about freaking out with finances? And how many of you have stopped spending and or actually paying more attention to what you're spending and what you're spending on? How many of you are realizing where you used to kind of maybe waste your money or not pay attention to it? How many of you have stopped creating in your business because you don't know what's happening in business in the world right now? So I'm bringing this to light today because I did something yesterday that I have been threatening to do for a long time, but never actually doing. At the way that I did it yesterday. And it's been a process, and there's a lot of people that come to me and write to me about their financial problems, or if they want to even take a class with me or sessions with me, it's always time and money, right? And that's why I wrote a book called The Lies of Money, 320 pages. I know a lot about it, because I created a lot of reasons and justifications to spend or not spend money. And the reality is, I had such a lack consciousness, a poverty consciousness, that it's actually kind of crazy because I didn't grow up very wealthy or extreme. Things became more abundant and prosperous, and really well when my father got into real estate somewhere in my teenage years. And he was a self-made business owner in real estate and apartment buildings in West New York, New Jersey. And I grew up in New York, and I had this wonderful relationship with him and business where I would collate the rents and adding machines and green ledger paper, pencils with the erasers on top, you know, things that don't exist so much anymore. If they do, we don't use them. And I used to love, and still do, the smell, the taste, if you will, of money. I knew what thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars felt like. I knew the weight of it. I worked in a bank, you know, on my college summers. Why am I telling you this now? Because even with all of that, and even with being provided for with schools and clothing and, you know, extracurricular activities, like I said, nothing crazy, but we definitely had a lot more than in my high school years than a lot of the people that were around me based on my father's success. And very grateful for that. But somehow, even with all of that, I still had a scarcity, there's not enough mentality. And a lot of that I've learned was my mother's reality that I mimicked. So I had two conflicting things going on. My father, who always felt like everything was possible and created it himself and told me that, you know, I can do the same things, not just a man's world. And then I had this mother who never felt like she got enough, no matter how much she was provided for. And that there was always something missing or lacking, always something needing, always something more required. And I realized how that their marriage that way financially became my financial reality, where I would kind of do the feast and the famine, cyclical for so long, right? And right now we're in this famine time, if you will, or so it seems. And it could trigger a lot of things for people. And it is a lot for my clients, maybe a lot for you. Now people aren't saying that time is the reason why they're not choosing to create a new revenue stream or change that pattern that has been, you know, destroying their future every day for 20, 30, 40 years. It's not just time anymore, because we all have more time. It's about the money now. And I think in some ways, it's highlighting so clear to me how people use money as an excuse for choosing or not choosing, and how people have become aware of how they have used money consciously and unconsciously. And I think it's such a great reset right now, not only for ourselves personally, psychologically, but also financially. The whole world has been told to take a seat. We don't even know how long for. And the whole world is saying business is going to be done different now. Completely different. And what are you going to do to update to that new reality? You can't stay the same. One of the things, the classes that I put on, Creating Your Financial Reality, was about highlighting your financial cage, the invisible cage of your financial reality that creates the poverty, the disasters, the lack, the fears, the anxieties, the insecurity economically, the choosing the safe versus the maybe the things you like better to do, forgetting your dreams and not including them in your financial reality, or you know, just so many people we're becoming so aware of are living hand to mouth right now that I think out of every 10 people that I talk to, 9 out of 10 of those people are freaked out about money and use the words broke and don't have it and don't know what I'm going to do. And that is pretty intense. Okay, and I work with people all over the world. So when I say 9 out of 10 people, I'm saying like 9 different countries, 10 different countries of people. And every person is saying that. But I also don't think it's a bad thing. Okay, because I think people are more paying attention to how they created their financial reality and what they want to change now. So what I did was I actually hired a financial coach for myself. And because I actually really love working in collaboration with others. It always works very well for me. And if I have something that I know that I have some resistance to, I know it owns me. And I'm no longer willing to allow anything to own me. And what owned me is that even though I had an accountant, even though I have my QuickBooks, and my taxes are all up to date, and I have my monthly profit and loss, and I know what my bills are and all that kind of stuff, I never looked at what I looked at and completed yesterday, which was the exact tally of outgoing personally, the exact tally of outgoing professionally. I'm so grateful I did it now, because many of you may not know this, but I travel the world flying to different countries once a month for 2 weeks at a time, facilitating my workshops and working with clients individually and in groups and doing book signings. And can't do that right now. I haven't been able to do that since I landed from Istanbul, Turkey, after my only overseas tour this year. And currently, as we're in April 22nd, I'm was supposed to be in Mexico. That didn't happen. But we're still doing the class this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Anyway, my point being is that business is being done different. So I was like, all right, I have to look at this because I have to create different. When I saw my profit and loss for last month, it was, you know, 1/8 of what I usually bring in. So I knew that I had to at least make this month at least half that or better, 4/8, 5/8. And having that target always helps me as an entrepreneur. You know, everything, every dime I make is from every action I take. And if I don't act, nothing happens, right? So it's really interesting time for me because this is a time that I have been extra creative and really appreciating the challenge that this new world and doing business different in 2020 is bringing to my awareness. So that's why I thought about doing this podcast and then titling it Creating Your Financial Reality, because I always like to present a different possibility. And I started asking myself these questions, and I'm going to give you these questions also. But just to finish going over my exact income, expenses outgoing, my exact expenses for the business outgoing, and I'm so glad I did it when I didn't have to include travel, because that's an extra $20,000 on expenses, at least. So my heart didn't have so many palpitations yesterday, although it was quite intense. And then listing all of my debts from the lowest to the highest, business debts, etc., personal debts, and really seeing, you know, what that figure is each month, and then realizing and knowing exactly from the numbers what I require both personally and in my business to attract, draw, generate, manifest, actualize each month moving forward. And then the next step is going to be to look at what's already on there and what can I delete, eliminate, lessen, etc., right? Because right now things are a little different. Tighten up things is not a bad idea. And then thirdly, to create a plan for generating 6 months personal, 6 months business of revenue. So if a pandemic like this happens again, we're not all caught as off guard as we were. And also what it takes to plan for those yearly dues and subscriptions. And so you get the point, right? Some of you may have done that. Retirement, investments, all those sorts of things, but to really take a really clear look. And I have to say it was a pretty hard and grueling day yesterday because I felt like I was moving the Himalayas off of me and then looking at them. And I'm like, ah, it's not so bad. It's not as bad as I thought. And wow, that's pretty cool. And I got to see all these different things. And then I also got to listen to the energy of like, oh yeah, I didn't even know I was paying for that. That's going. I don't need that anymore. So all these positive things. And so by the end of the day, so I finished all those spreadsheets, did whatever else business I had to do, ended with the financial coach as my last thing to do last night. And I got off the Zoom with her and really needed to have some gentle, loving, nurturing contribution. And I was so grateful that I had somewhere to go and get that last night and just receive that energy from all that I had done for myself yesterday, and the energy that moved off my body from no longer resisting and avoiding this terrible thing that I thought was going to happen if I actually faced the truth. The only thing that occurred is my body got to release the avoidance and the resistance and the heaviness and the density and the pain of not looking, and then receive the gift of knowing what I have to create moving forward, and knowing also that that's all in process and more will be in process. So it was a self-nurturing kindness to look, know, be, and receive everything from the past, in the present, and for the future. And that's why I call this time right now and space that we have an unprecedented miracle, to really look at every aspect of your life and change what isn't working. Complete the projects that you know lie in your heart and you're supposed to do. Maneuver or change those relationship dynamics that aren't working for you. Spark a new orgasmic relationship with your lover, your beloved, your husband or wife, your partner, your children, a new relationship with them. Get into your life in a different way. And I'm sure we're all appreciating the space and time to just be, when we're not getting upset that, man, I'm hungry for another person or body. Hello. Be nice to go out to dinner and have some fun. So, with that said, that's the benefit. And that can work across the board when you do something that you've been avoiding. Do you know that? One of the things, the Body of Change podcast, right? Changing my body. I realized that getting all my dreams and aspirations out of my body, and I have this wall, I have a creation station and this wall of all my projects at home. And it's a pretty big wall. And there's like 25 or more projects on it. And they're all being juggled right now. And every morning I do sit at a creation station that I call in my home, and I set my targets for the day. I ask, you know, the universe to show me what I need to pay attention to and what else can be created and generated, not only financially, but energetically. And it's different every single day, but I feed my life with fuel, with air, with focus, intention, and target setting. And it's totally, by the rhythm of each day, and it's different every day. And I ask questions. What can I be or do different today to generate money, cash, currency right away? How do I use this, whatever your this is, to create what I want? Allow myself to always be so different that it brings money in. And asking myself these questions, what's really true for me? What would I choose to be today? What's working for me that I haven't considered? When I did that financial reality exercise yesterday and finished all the paperwork, I realized I had two other revenue streams that I never even really considered. And of course, the New Yorker in me is considering it all today and putting that in place. You could also ask, what could I be or do different? How could I create money without taking life too seriously? And if I change my point of view about this pandemic right now, what could I create? And what craziness am I choosing to make no money a reality? And this is my favorite. What nurtures my body and soul to create the cash, currency, business, and money right away? And then I had to look at this other thing, is like, what do I love about being broke? Have you ever been broke before? I've been to the point, I wrote about it in The Lies of Money, where I literally saw zero on my bank account. And it used to panic me to ever think about that. And then when it happened, it wasn't a big deal. I didn't like it. I vowed to never have that again. But I had to look at, what do I love and the benefit about being broke? What do I love about being in a financial crisis? What did my body love about it? My body didn't love anything about it. It created a lot of stress and anxiety and fear and worry. And whenever I hang around people that, and I know a lot of people that have a financial reality that's very, very successful and full of wealth on so many levels. And there's an ease in their world that I have always aspired to emulate. And I adopted more of my mother's financial reality as well as my father's financial reality. But both of them fought against each other's financial reality, and I adopted that too. So what I did in this class, Creating Your Financial Reality, actually led to the exercise in the financial coach that I chose to work with, which is, if I wasn't my mother's financial reality or my father's financial reality or their marriage and their relationship's financial reality, what is my financial reality? And then things started to come to me about how I can make things more easy and more possibility to create money and wealth. And the energy that I would like to be to generate more money with total ease, and what I would like to generate and how. See, I can't just generate money just for the sake of generating money. I have to be 100%, 1000% committed to what I'm putting out in the world for me to get behind it and actually receive it. If it's disingenuous or inauthentic or unintegrous, I can't do it and I can't make money from it. I wish I could. Not really. But I know a lot of people don't have that. And I know a lot of people do have that. But this is the way it works for me. It doesn't matter what works for everybody else or what everybody else does. What works for me is if I am 1000% committed to the product that I'm putting out, whether it be a Facebook Live, a book club, or a live class, or writing a book, or creating a telecall, if I'm 100,000,000% behind it, it is usually successful. If I have any doubt, it'll be successful, but maybe not as much. There'll be a little bit more conflict. So I'm practicing during this pandemic is creating all of life with ease, joy, and glory, including receiving money. And I have slashed my prices 50%, 75% at levels that I used to charge for things before I even had licenses. And you know what? I don't say that to pat myself on the back or think it's some sort of special thing. I say it because it feels so good in my body. It feels so good in my heart. Creating your financial reality. For a while, because I was so focused on getting around the world and I had this mission to eliminate abuse, right? Which I still do. But I don't have that energy of force that has made creating so much easier and generating so much easier in these last 2 months of being in quarantine. And I am so thankful. And so I ask you, like, what would be so fun for you and so filling of your heart and soul and body with joy and ease and laughter and play that you would just love to do, no matter how much you charge for it or not? I had so much fun creating your financial reality. That class is usually like $1,500 or something, and we did it for $550. I have so much fun. There's a class I'm doing this weekend, $2,500. I'm doing it for $1,100. I did a book club for $25, an energy pull series for $11. I just showed my technique running a cage for $35, and you know, usually an hour with me is $1,500 per hour. So, and I did it for $35 and I'm having so much fun and I'm meeting new people and more people are leaning in. So I'm saying this to you because your body, if you pay attention to it, this heart and soul of making money that I'm talking about will create your financial reality. If you choose to use it. And you could say, I don't know how, universe, show me how, where, and who to align with success now. I only know it is. I'm grateful and fulfilled. You can even say, I don't know how I allow and stay buffered with money. I ask the money to create the buffers. I don't know how the financial buffers are created for me, my business, my home, my family, office, colleagues, contractors, employees. I only know it is and does. Universe, show me. Keep saying to yourself that you're a conscious creator, positive money flow, money magnet, creating abundance with money flowing easily and effortlessly, that you are debt-free and working yourself out of past expenditures, and that you do invest money in this reality. You invest money to make money, and you know what to invest in, and I don't mean literally stocks, and sometimes I mean literally stocks, to create the money to run your business, to grow your business even now, and know that you are the generative possibility when you look for your heart in your money, what you love. And I don't mean Hollywood love, like soul love, communion, co-creation with the earth love, the thing that you love to do that's been speaking to you, gnawing at you, that is just your brilliance being unleashed on the lips of this reality. You have it in you. We all do. One of my favorite questions to ask is, how can I make things so easy and full of more possibility to create money and wealth? And then I say these I choose statements, like, I choose to align with success. I choose to remove all interactions pulling me down. I choose to release all energy stopping my creations. I only align with what brings me success. Cancel, clear, delete, and resolve anything that doesn't bring me success. I don't know how. I know it will be. Universe, show me. I'm grateful and fulfilled, and so it is. And put this, you know, if... like yesterday after I finished that exercise, I was really tired and I just needed to be with an energy of nurturance. And so I was lucky enough to have a friend that was available, and we sat outside on their deck with another friend, and their kids were there on the other side of the garden, and flowers, and candlelight, and lights, and beautiful night here in Texas. And we talked and we laughed, and I just felt all the stress from that avoidance of that task leave my body and leave my world. And as I'm sitting here today doing this podcast for you listeners, for me, my body, it's just another acknowledgement that whenever you occupy the space of you and stand up for what you say you're going to do, mountains move. And mountains of energy moving is actually what communes you with the energy of money. And the energy of money is like a space of money. Okay? The space of money is when you get into that space, if you will, of asking yourself questions about what would be so fun to you to create that you don't even think about the money. You don't even think about the people. You don't even think about your expenses or what you don't have. You just sense into the possibility. So you could say something like, I don't know how I create and live the space of money and expand a financial reality, that is my financial reality. I only know it is, and I'm grateful and fulfilled, and I receive with joy. Universe, show me. Show me the space of money that I be. So, if there's something you're avoiding with money, do it. Your expenses, your income, paying something off, and have a creation station somewhere in your house where you do let your ideas flow. A creation journal, an idea tablet to write things down on, and something that on your creation statement that represents the wealth, the luxury, the prosperity, the abundance that you would like to have, so that you know that you're safe, so that you know that you're protected, so that you know nothing will ever take you down, and you will never be, you know, left alone and abandoned, but that you will create just because you know you wish to be and do the creation that is light and right for you. And if you don't know what that means, you might want to look into the Lies of Money book. There's Lies of Money book clubs going on around all the world in different countries. It's on Amazon in different languages. And There's this Creating Your Financial Reality 2-day class. You can do at your own leisure. That is on my website, whatever works for you. But just do it, because I'll tell you what, it will free a mountain of pressure, like as big as the Himalayas, like it did for me. And then your body will morph and change as you morph and change to actually create the financial reality, and from a financial reality that you've always known as possible. Never give up, never give in, never quit. This is just a reset. This is just a reset, and you get to look at that which you want to change. And when you change your relationship, if money's not your issue, it will increase your money flow because you'll be happier. If you change your job to something else, maybe go back to school when schools are open again, or something else, get that license, that next certification level up now that you've been threatening, or that real estate license that you know you can be or do. Great time to get into real estate now. But just do it and see what gets created. If it's your body and detoxing from sugar or caffeine and getting more healthy, you know, exercising every day or something, then do that. That will generate and create more money because you'll feel good about yourself. Money comes to the party of fun. Be the fun that money comes to. And you can be that fun by choosing what you love and then acting on that. And people will lean into you. Okay, my dears, I hope this uplifts you and contributes to you wherever you may be, wherever you may be listening from. If you know anybody that would benefit from this, please pass along this podcast to them. And I'll leave you with this. What could you be or do different today that would create money without taking life too seriously? And what point of view could you change? What point of view could you change that would actually generate the financial reality and financial reality that's true for you? What nurtures your body and soul to create cash, currency, business, and money right now? Write these things down and see what your body, your inner voice would like you to know. And then just play with it. You got some extra time on your hands, so do it. If I can be a further contribution, go to drlisacooney.com, get on the mailing list, go to Facebook, Living Your Roar, which is a free public group, and the Dr. Lisa Cooney fan page, and you can see what I'm up to. Today is Earth Day, so in just a couple hours, I will be doing a live Facebook on Earth Day, which will be kind of like a meditation, co-creation, communion with the Earth. You're welcome to that. But for now, be you, beyond anything, create magic, and live your roar. And my friends, if no one's told you or your body today that you are loved, I love you. Be safe, be happy, be creative. Bye for now.